AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the date is set.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st.
Biden says the military drawdown is going in a smooth and orderly fashion.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States.
As for what's next in Afghanistan, the president says leadership needs to come together.
And the likelihood there's going to be one unified government in Afghanistan controlling the whole country is highly unlikely.
Meanwhile, the Taliban have taken another border crossing, this one into Iran. Iranian media report Afghan troops fled to safety across the border. Pfizer says it will ask U.S. regulators next month to approve a third vaccine dose as a way to boost protection against the Delta variant. Studies are underway to see if and when such boosters would be needed. New research from France adds the evidence that the various vaccines offer strong protection against the variant that is spreading rapidly around the world and now accounts for the most U.S. infections. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the people getting sick now are overwhelmingly unvaccinated.
We are starting to see some new and concerning trends. Simply put, in areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up.
In Haiti, there was a gunfight in which police say they killed 7 suspects, detained 6 others, including a U.S. citizen, and freed 3 officers being held hostage. This follows yesterday morning's assassination of Haiti's president. Officials say they're looking for more suspects. Markets close up for the day, the Dow gaining 104 points while the S&P added 14 and the Nasdaq 24. This is AP News. Michael Avenatti, the attorney who drew national and international attention with his lawsuits against a now former president, is sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison for extortion. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Avenatti cried as he spoke before his sentencing, saying, "I alone have destroyed my career, my relationships, and my life," and said he wanted his children to be ashamed of him, because if they were, it meant their moral compass was exactly where it should be. Avenatti's former client, Gary Franklin Jr., was a youth basketball organizer in Los Angeles. The federal judge in New York called Avenatti's conduct outrageous, saying he hijacked his client's claims and had become drunk on the power of his platform. After the sentencing, his attorney, Danya Perry, spoke to reporters at the courthouse.
Deeply humbled as a result of this experience.
Avenatti still faces a fraud and a criminal trial in California and a separate trial next year in New York where he's charged with cheating Stormy Daniels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars over a book deal. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.